That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and you're waking up with TSS Fantasy.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy. It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time.
How the fuck you got me up this damn early, Jason?
It's time. It's Sunday fun day, and you're waking up with TSS Fantasy. Let's get it started. Let's get the introduction started. I want to get Freddie's Yan there, but like his car is echoing. On location, by the way, in Green Bay. Let's just start with the introductions. Welcome into the studio, Fred the Jester Reyes.
Yeah, I'm still gonna do it. I'm on Highway 43 going north, about an hour outside of Green Bay. Follow me at TSS Jester on Twitter. Gonna go see the Jets do their thing. Let's go.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, I hope you get to the stadium while the show's on. We'd love to see the backdrop of Lambeau for sure. Let's also welcome to the studio Justin Jesus Herrera.
Yeah, TSS Fantasy, let's go, baby. Go on TSSFantasy.com right now. Check out our rankings. You want to do that last little scroll through. Make sure all your rosters are set. Check out. We're going to have injuries in a second. There's a lot of them. So you're going to want to look at those rankings. You're going to want to adjust properly. And also hit that subscribe button. Ring that notifications bell. Let's go, guys. We got a CJ2K ball we want to give to the fans. We want to give back to the people. So get on board. Hit that subscribe button. Get your ass entered in that contest.
Add in the notification bell. Bravo, sir. Good job.
That's a little adage to Jordan Thomas, by the way. He always does it on his show, and I like it.
Nice. Big shout out to Jordan, friend of the show. Also, welcome into the studio, Greg OJ, the Juice is Loose Mayor.
You know, getting up in the morning on Sunday is getting a little bit harder and harder, but guess what? After the Jets victory last week, I was ready to go. Freddie, I hope you enjoy the game out there. Let's go, TSS. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, indeed. Mike said he doesn't want the CJ2K football anymore. No problem, Mike. We weren't giving it to you anyway. No. If you're watching us on the Fantasy Football Network or Belly Up TV, don't forget, go to our YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button like Justin alluded to. We are here for you, giving away that CJ2K football, not to Mike, as we alluded to earlier. Go ahead and shop and compare TSSFantasy.com. Look around all of the rankings around the basically anywhere you like to shop and compare. That's what I like to do. Look to see where everyone's at, but always go with your gut, guys. Go with your gut. Also, don't forget, go to Underdog Fantasy. We'll double your deposit up to $100 if you use the promo code TSS. We'll have lots of great contests, and it's got a lot of daily good stuff on there as well, so not just for season-long stuff. Why do we do all these crazy things, Justin?
Because we freaking can, but also because we're the fantasy show of the people.
Do it again, Fred. I had you on mute. My bad.
We the fantasy show of the people.
The fantasy show of the people, indeed. All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to go over. First, we'll just start with a little bit of weather.
Just snow. This is flurries. It's coming down, and it clearly affected Matthew Stafford.
Not a lot of ton of weather today. I will say, though, there are some windy and colder conditions around the league. Here are some dome games you don't need to worry about, so your kickers are a start for sure. 49ers at Falcons, Bengals at Saints, Carolina at the Rams, and Denver at the Chargers. The other games today, New England at Cleveland. It's 62 degrees and clear skies, 12-mile-an-hour winds. On the Jets at Green Bay, Fred's there right now. He can attest to it. It's 46 degrees, overcast, and the winds are supposed to be 13-mile-an-hour upon game time. So just that'll be chilly weather conditions for our boy Fred today. Also, Minnesota at Miami in a total contrast. 84 degrees down in Miami, partly cloudy, 13-mile-an-hour winds there. Baltimore at the Giants, 61 degrees, mostly cloudy, 3-mile-an-hour winds. Tampa Bay at the Steelers, 57 degrees, clear skies, only 7-mile-an-hour winds. So great game, great weather for that one. Arizona at Seattle, 78 degrees, clear skies, only 4-mile-an-hour winds. So get ready for our fantasy bonanza today. Buffalo at KC, 67 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-an-hour winds. Thankfully, a little bit down there. Dallas at the Eagles, 60 degrees and partly cloudy, 2-mile-an-hour wind. So nothing really crazy other than a little bit of wind in the Green Bay, Miami, Cleveland games. Also a little bit in the KC game, but, you know, those offenses are going to go off. Wouldn't worry too much there. All right, well, let's get to the big news here. Let's get in Brian in. We got a lot of injury news to talk about. Let's bring him in. All right, Brian Scott from the injured list. Welcome into the studio, my brother.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We are doing good. We do appreciate you being in today. So we got a lot of injury news to go over, my friend. So I'll let you have at it.
Yeah, well, where do we start? So good news for Detroit fans. They have a bye this week. So they got a lot of players that can heal up. I myself might need a bye. sometime soon here, because this morning was a tough one. Another team that could use a bye is the Saints, but unfortunately their bye is not till week 14. And I don't know if they're going to make it, because basically their entire offense is out today. Michael Thomas, Winston's probably not going to play, even though I think he might be listed as questionable. Olave's out with a concussion. Landry's out with his ankle. That's pretty much their main offensive weapons. So, not good news for them. Good news for you, Coop. Tua cleared concussion protocol. We might see him next week, but not this week.
Tua! So
that should be interesting. Jonathan Taylor's been ruled out. Kadarius Toney of the Giants has been ruled out. Jacoby Meyer of the Patriots is questionable, but he's been dealing with an injury since week 3. Galladay for the Giants is out. Darrell Williams and Connor are both out for the Cardinals. Keenan Allen's probably still going to be out. Dak Prescott's not quite ready yet to make his return. Rashad Bateman with a foot injury is out. Jahan Dotson, Commanders is out. Logan Thomas is out, but they played already, so I'm sorry about that one. Nyheim Hines, the running back for the Colts, is still out with a concussion. A bunch of questionables as well, but some good news for the Bills. Isaiah McKenzie did clear concussion protocol. He should be playing this weekend. Dawson Knox, the tight end for the Bills, also lost his injury designation, so it sounds like he's going to be suiting up for them. The Giants should get Wandale Robinson back. He did practice limited throughout the week and says he feels good and didn't have any setbacks, so we should be seeing him make his return, which is good news for the Giants and Daniel Jones. Damian Harris, the running back for the Patriots, he's been dealing with a hamstring. He's probably going to be a true game time decision. Sounds like they're going to work him out before the game today and then make a decision about him. Baker Mayfield is dealing with an ankle injury. It sounds like he might suit up or at least be available as a backup, but I think PJ Walker is going to get the call this week today, actually. Mac Jones is technically listed as questionable, but probably not going to play. I think he's still at least a week or so away from this high ankle sprain that he has. Although he has been practicing, it's been in a limited fashion, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be ready. I missed another guy who's out, or at least who I think is going to be out, is Julio Jones. He's been listed as doubtful, but he hasn't practiced at all this week, and he's dealing with a hamstring now, given the nature of the way things. Yeah, well, given the way things are going this season, he might not be for long. CD Lamb, he's questionable with a groin. It sounds like he did practice Friday. He did not practice Friday, but it was reported that he was given a rest day and a day to do some additional rehab. But he was reported that he was going to be suiting up. Jacksonville wide receiver Zay Jones is listed as questionable. Actually sat out week 4, but then played through an ankle injury week 5. Expect him to play through it again this week. Everyone was freaking out down in Miami there because Tyreek Hill had a quad injury and then was seen in a walking boot after the Jets game. But apparently it was not a serious injury. They were just being cautious. And officially he's listed as questionable, but we should see him play. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver from Pittsburgh, he was a full participant in practice and should be good to go with his little hip injury. And then a bunch of people were questioning whether we were going to see Russell Wilson play. Apparently had some type of PRP, is called injection to his shoulder after the Thursday Night Football game last week, but sounds like he's going to be good to go. I think that's it.
Jeez, I mean, goodness me, you really put you to work, my friend. We do appreciate it, fellas. Anyone you wanted to ask for Brian that he didn't cover? Although I felt like he went over every NFL roster.
I think he missed just Jonathan Taylor.
No, I didn't miss Jonathan Taylor. He's out. Okay. He's out. Yeah. I just quickly ran through the guys who are out, and he's one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, indeed.
You covered everyone, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, basically went over every player in the NFL, Brian. Good job. We appreciate you. Let everyone know where they can follow and get all your great stuff, my friend.
Yeah, mostly active on Twitter at host Brian Scott. Revamped my website. You can check out some previous podcast episodes on there at theinjuredlist.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at Injured List Podcast. And then fantasy football website, the Belly Up Fantasy Football website. I've got articles on there that I do with Mr. Mallard. And you can check those out. We put those out every Thursday or Friday, usually. Just kind of rehashing some of the injuries in the week. And he gives some of his fantasy analysis. And then obviously you can find me here on Sunday mornings, bright and early at 8 a.m. And I'll do a couple other Belly Up shows throughout the week as well, where we do some injury updates.
Awesome. Well, yeah, make sure you go subscribe and follow Brian. You got all the great updates, especially on Twitter, up to date. So, you know, as soon as you hear an injury come out, Brian's tweeting about it. Also, speaking of Mr. Mallard, he wanted to give a quick shout out, say a good morning to you as well. We appreciate you, Mr. Sophistication Station. All right. Hey, so as we...
One more thing. It's amazing. These Jets fans, you know, I've got a good buddy from New York, where I'm originally from, who's also going to be attending the game in Green Bay today. So these guys, you know, I give them shout out, mad props for them making the trip out there to Wisconsin. He might be sitting next to the Jester for all I know. Who knows?
Listen, it's been a long time since the Jets have had any type of relevant game. So, of course, they're all excited. And that was their Super Bowl last week, though. I hate to tell them. They're going to come back down to earth today for sure. And Google Me Baby's in as well. Want to say a shout out to you as well. Appreciate you coming in. All right. Let's as we send Brian out, let's do Jay's plug of the week. Appreciate you, Brian.
All right, guys.
Daniel Jones playing the Ravens. Quarterbacks have scored on the Ravens. So, him. Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris is probably going to be out. Stevenson is going to get a ton of work. So, go ahead and start him. And, you know, if you feel like I mean, you probably would be better off just...
Ramondre!
Shut up, dude! Anyway, Chris Godwin, they're obviously ramping up his targets. Seems to be fully healthy. Chris Godwin's great. Exactly. Again, just a really good matchup. So, you know, start them if you want to.
Where they at, though?
Jay's plugs of the week. Let's see if he can get back on a winning streak for sure. All right, so here we go. Let's get on to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
All right, we got a lot of mail this week, gentlemen, so hope you're ready. Here we go. We're going to start with Justin first. We'll go with Chuck English from Twitter. He wanted to know, start to flex one, Austin Eckler versus the Broncos, Jeff Wilson Jr. at Atlanta, Joe Mixon at the Saints, and Aaron Jones versus the Jets.
This man went running back heavy in his draft, and I love it. Man, and this is the hard one. You're like, oh, who do I sit? Because Austin Eckler's been eating these past couple weeks. Jeff Wilson Jr., like I said before, he ate last time Atlanta came to town, or he went to Atlanta. Mixon, can you ever really try and sit Mixon? Like, and then Aaron Jones against the Jets. Sorry, boys, but I think that's going to be a hell of a day too. So if I'm to sit one of these guys, I think it would have to be I think it would have to be Jeff Wilson Jr. because even though he's my boy, he's the only one on here that's a true RB2. Everybody else is a true RB1. So with these nice matchups, you got to go with the guys that have produced in the past at a high level, at an RB1 level. Just go with them all and sit Wilson.
Interesting choice there. I wasn't expecting that, especially with the Atlanta soft defense. But yeah, feel you on that. There's a lot of good guys here, so hard to pick for sure. All right, Greg, this one's for you. This is from my friend Elio. I'm playing in the trenches this week, and he had a little bit stuff, you know, had something to say on Twitter. So I figured he wanted some fantasy advice. He can basically go fuck himself, because who cares what he has to say? No, just kidding, my friend. Here's Commissioner Cooper's bitch, Elio. He wants to know, Tony Pollard or Rondale Moore is this first question.
Tough, but Cowboys are playing that tough Eagles defense. Ron and Arizona's playing Seattle Seahawks, and their secondary is not the same, right? Yeah. So, I'm going Rondale Moore. I'm going to go around them more because I think that game in Seattle is going to be a shootout, and I think Murray's going to come out, have his coming out game this year. He hasn't had a real big game, and I think with Brown and Moore and that poor Seahawks secondary, I think Moore will have a better game than Pollard.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. With, like I said, fantasy bonanza, start anyone in that matchup. Go to a super flex question. He wants one QB and two flex here. So Zach Wilson at Green Bay or Kenny Pickett versus Tampa? Rondale Moore versus Seattle, Michael Carter at Green Bay.
Well, I already picked Rondale Moore, but I like Zach Wilson over Pickett. Pickett got a tough matchup against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay defense, one of the top defenses in the league. Zach Wilson, if you look over the last two games, he's averaging 20 points a game. He has a rushing TD. So I will go against Zach. I will pick Zach Wilson to probably fall into the end zone and probably throw a pass to one of his receivers. That Green Bay secondary is not gelling right now. So I'm going to go with Zach Wilson.
All right, Fred, we're going to go to you on this next one. This is from our friend Mike. He wanted to make sure Greg didn't answer it. He wants to know Chase Edmonds or Adam Thielen, not you, Greg, with your 1-3 X.
Little jab.
I'm going with Adam Thielen. I'm always going to pick the Vikings. No. I'm going with Adam Thielen. I think Kirk Cousins is my start today. He's going to have a big game, and I think he's going to go to Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, or not. They are playing with Miami, right? And if the Jets scored 40, I think Minnesota can score 60. So let's go.
Yeah, they ain't scoring shit. All right, this one back to Justin. This is one, a live one. Titties in different cities. Good morning. Should I start Breece Hall or A.J. Dillon?
I love titties in different cities.
We all.
Breece Hall or A.J. Dillon? So here's the thing. Breece Hall's got the tougher matchup, but A.J. Dillon's got the tougher way of getting to RB1 status because he's got to get through Aaron Jones and, you know, obviously then the Jets are the Jets. But I'm going to go with Breece Hall on this one. The Jets, you know, have been getting him more active in the passing game than I ever thought he was going to get in this at this stage. So I love Breece Hall in this matchup.
All right. Like that one indeed. All right. Let's go back to the questions here. Let's go from Adam Hulse. Let's to Greg here. He wants to know Deion Jackson today versus Jacksonville or Tyler Algier. I didn't put who they were playing, but versus the Bucks or Niners. Isn't our Bucks or Niners? I can't remember who the hell they're playing. It's the Bucks today, right?
No, they're playing the Niners.
Okay, yeah, because it's Atlanta. It's the Niners. I knew it was a tough defense. I couldn't remember.
I like Algier. He's going to get the touches. He's going to get the carries. But the 49er defense is one of the best defenses against the run. And Deion Jackson, last time he stepped in for Jonathan Taylor, he had 18 touches for 90-something yards. So, but Jacksonville defense is tough as well. Whew. I'm going to go with Deion Jackson. I trust him more. Algier's a rookie. That San Francisco defense is going to be added at the Falcons today. So I'm going to go with Deion Jackson.
All right. I like that one. Let's go now to a live comment here. I'm going to go back to Justin because we already know Fred's feelings on this defense. So you want to know which defense, Giants defense today or Dolphins D?
Ooh. Very tough one. I'm going to go with the Giants this week. Dolphins have been a little banged up, you know, not really trusting it. And I think the Giants have been playing out of their minds on defense right now. And they're finally getting some help on offense with Wandale Robinson coming back. I like the Giants defense.
Okay. I like that one. All right. Now back to Fred for this one. This one, an ode to you today, Dylan Me Softly. They need, I don't think this was correct because it says it's need two. There's only two here. So my bet, I should have edited that. My bad. Let's just get one of these guys. Who do you like
tough
today?
Morning, Jason.
Joe
tough
Burrow
morning.
At the Saints or Aaron Rodgers versus the Jets?
That's a good question. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good game, but I think Sauce is going to do well against him. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow because I think New Orleans is really in trouble. I think they're breaking down. All they have is their defense. And I know Marshawn Lattimore is there. But Joe Burrow has so many weapons that he can go anywhere across the field. I think he's going to have a 300-yard, maybe 400-yard game to the couple of TDs. I mean, I think it's time for Joe Burrow to step back up and overtake the division.
All right. I like that one. All right. Back to you, Justin. This is from the Hot Chub Time Machine. Wants to know Geno Smith versus Arizona or Kirk Cousins at Miami?
Ooh.
I'm going to ride the Geno train. I'm going to keep riding that Geno train until the Actually, I'm going to go Kirk Cousins, bro. Kirk Cousins looks like the fine. I guess that weak, soft-ass Miami Dolphins defense. Now, plug in either or. I mean, I think they both got the same value here. Geno, though, has been thrown out of his mind these past couple of games. 300 yards, multiple touchdowns. You don't know if you're going to get that from Kirk Cousins every outing. Sometimes he only throws one touchdown and gives the rest to Dalvin. Just go with Geno Smith on this one. Plug and play.
All right. I like that one. All right. To Greg for this one. Cardinals against humanity. Daniel Jones versus Baltimore or Russell Wilson at the Chargers.
Can you find something on the waiver wire? Like, geez. But these are tough matchups. I'm just saying. Daniel Jones I heard on ESPN that Max Kellerman was calling Daniel Jones the poor man's Lamar Jackson. He's the poor man's nothing. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. The Chargers defense has not been showing up. They have not. All that money they spent, J.C. Jackson, Derwin James, you got Mac, and they have not been showing up. So I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. He's getting the injection this week. I think he's going to show out a little bit. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Like that indeed. All right, let's go. We got a live question here. Go to the comments. I'd like to know from mama, there goes that man again. Taysom Hill today or Dawson Knox? So they're playing the Bengals, Fred, Bills.
I'm going all Taysom Hill all day. Dawson Knox has not been playing well. He just hasn't. He signed that big contract and he's just laid down after he signed that contract. So Taysom Hill, what, had already a couple of touchdowns. He can play every position. I'm definitely starting Taysom Hill.
All right, like that. This one to our boy Justin. This is from our boy Craig. He wants to know Stevenson or Walker today. Ooh.
Get them both in there. Find a way. Get them both in there. Juicy matchups all around. Stevenson had a true breakout game last week, 161 yards on 24 carries. If he is without Damian Harris, 1,000% Stevenson. I don't think you can go wrong in this one because both of them are going to do very well.
Get both of them in there. I like that, Justin.
Yeah, you got to get both of them in there some way.
Mike's steady on the Daniel Jones come up. I know every week he's got a Daniel Jones comment. All right, let's go to Greg, and this is from Judge Judy. Wants to know needs two PPR. Stevenson at Cleveland, Dalvin Cook at Miami, or Breece Hall at Green Bay.
He'll be good with any two right now, I think so. But the follow up off of what Justin said, no Damian Harris. I think Stevenson is going to eat. I think he's going to eat. Is Breece Hall going to have a game like he did last week? No, he's not going to put up 190 yards. But that whack ass Miami defense, start Dalvin Cook all damn day.
I can't wait to the day, boy. It's gonna be a different day today. I can promise you. A bright, sunshiny day, as the promo says. All right, to Fred. This is from the Fresh Prince of Hilaire. He wants to know lots of Walker questions today. Walker versus Arizona or Eno Benjamin at Seattle. So both RBs.
I'm liking Kenny Cooper. Let me see. Seattle. I gotta go with Kenneth Walker. I'm actually picking him to start this week. Eno Benjamin, he's all right. I'm going to go with Kenneth Walker, man. I don't want to give too much analysis on this, but I know I'm starting him in every single league that I have him in. Arizona's defense, there has a lot of turmoil over in that team right now. I don't know if you've been reading the comments lately with all the players. So I'm definitely going to go with Kenneth Walker.
All right, like that one. We got a few more left. Let's finish it up with Justin here. We got Saquonda forever. 1-4 flex PPR, Raheem Mostert versus Minnesota, J.K. Dobbins at the Giants, or Devin Singletary at KC.
So Mostert's playing, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that early on they were talking about whether it's going to be Gaskins if Mostert wasn't going to be able to play. See, I like Mostert's matchup against Minnesota. Minnesota has a god-awful run defense right now. But I have been praising this one for probably all week long. Devin Singletary at Kansas City has explosive all written all over it. Kansas City's giving up the most receiving yards to running backs so far. And, you know, Devin Singletary, the last time he was out there and effective, he was getting 11 targets, 9 catches, and 97 yards. If I'm really going for it, you know, if you're trying to be on the safer side, I'm going Mostert. But if you need that bump, that upside push to win a game this week, I'm going to go Devin Singletary against Kansas City.
All right. I like that one. All right. Let's go to Greg for this one. Arroz con pollo. I have no Spanish accent. Flex PPR, Ezekiel Elliott versus Philadelphia, Drake London versus San Francisco, or Deion Jackson versus Jacksonville.
All tough matchups, man. That Philly defense is nasty. San Francisco's defense is nasty. Jacksonville's defense has come on the come up. But if I had to pick one, has Zeke hit double digits at all this year?
Yeah, maybe once.
And Philly's going to be tough, man. I'm gonna go with Deion Jackson. I like Deion Jackson this week with no Jonathan Taylor. He has Phillip Lindsay, but again, he's going to get the volume. He's going to get the touches. And Drake London seems like he's hitting that rookie wall. He's kind of fell off a little bit. And San Fran is a tough defense, so I'm gonna go with Deion Jackson with this one.
I like Deion Jackson. When I saw him come in, he's got, you know, what we say, the juice, it seemed like. You know, Phillip Lindsay's on the practice squad for a reason. So, for sure. Mr. Mayor, if you're nasty. All right, let's finish the defensive. Let's finish with one defensive question to our defensive expert all the way in Green Bay. Nothing but a Jimmy G thing, baby. Either Baltimore at the Giants or Minnesota at Miami. Okay, I think he's on mute and can't hear me. All right, Justin, what do you think for that question?
No, I can hear you. I like. Hey, wait a minute! Don't take my spot. Watch out.
hey, he said Jimmy G thing, baby.
I've been talking about the Minnesota Miami game quite a bit, so I really don't believe in that defense. I have my son back here who's a big time Giants fan, and we were talking defense all weekend, and we believe the Giants are actually gonna pull off a great game today and play good defense, especially without Rashad Bateman there. I think that really hurts the Ravens. I mean, we can double up on DuVernay and just stack the box against Lamar Jackson. So I'm going with the Giants defense today.
Ooh, all right. Can't wait to watch that one. All right, well, let's finish up the mailbag. Let's bring in Mikey Betts so we can get you paid this weekend. Mikey Betts, what is up, my brother? Welcome into the studio.
What's up, guys? How we doing? In the car today? Can you be a little bit more professional? Jeez.
He's actually on location in Green Bay going to Lambeau Field for the Jets-Green Bay game to watch his boys get smoked in person.
I love it. Right. I love it.
Let's look at your stuff from last week. Week 5, 23-10 overall, 13-5 on your play. So great job once again. Overall for the season, 81-34. Ooh-wee, come get some money here on TSS. Tell us all the big bets of the week.
Once again, I have a lot. So I'm just going to go through it right away and fast as possible. So Leonard Fournette, over 58.5 rushing yards. James Robinson, over 38.5 rushing yards. Alvin Kamara, anytime touchdown scorer. Ja'Marr Chase, over 82.5 receiving yards. Joe Burrow, over 250.5 passing yards. Patriots, plus 3. Kareem Hunt, over 15.5 receiving yards. Ramondre Stevenson, under 80.5 rushing yards. Skylar Thompson, shout out the Dolphins, over 199.5 passing yards. If Tyreek plays, over 62.5 receiving yards. Gesicki, over 17.5 receiving yards. Next game will go Lamar Jackson, over 59.5 rushing yards. Cooper Kupp, 7+ receptions. Lockett, over 68.5 receiving yards. Bills, minus 2.5. Isaiah McKenzie, over 35.5 receiving yards. Juju Smith-Schuster, over 47.5 receiving yards. Atlanta, plus 4.5, 5-0 against the spread this season. Jalen Hurts, over 236.5 passing yards. Jerry Jeudy, 50+ receiving yards. Chargers, minus 5. Carolina, plus 10. Browns, Pats, over 42. And I think we're good. Yeah, we're done.
Woo-wee. Damn. Listen, if you're listening or you're watching on YouTube, the great thing is there's the pause and rewind, but you got to get all these down. My man has been money all season, so we do appreciate you coming in and giving us the big picks of the week. All right, so let's get on now talking about money. Let's go to our picks of the week.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
All right, our picks of the week brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Let's look at last week. It was Nick in Fantasy Jesus 11-5, 11-5. Greg and Fred at 10-6, and the Commish back to earth at 9-7. That means right now for the season, Nick is in the lead. This is why he's in the lead, though. He's not here in the morning.
Yeah, tell him to show up.
Yeah, he doesn't wake up early. That's what it is. So you got Nick at in the lead, 50-30. Fantasy Jesus, 49-31. Me and Fred are 47-33. And Greg in the back, 44-36.
Not today, baby. Not today.
We got to tighten up. Let's see.
Bring that energy, right, Greg. Bring it.
Let's get it started here. We'll start with the Bengals at the Saints. The series is tied 7-7 overall. The last time these teams played was 2018. The Saints won 51-14. How crazy is that? Justin, tell me about this matchup and who you like.
Well, I'll tell you about this matchup. The Saints have nothing on offense right now. Their number one receiver is Marquez Callaway, and their number two is Tyquan Smith. Outside of that, Marshawn Lattimore is out for this game as well. So we're going to expect Ja'Marr Chase to absolutely go ham on this defense. I'm plugging it, the bungholes all the way. All the way to the bungholes.
Justin loving the bungholes on an early Sunday morning. Let's go to Greg. What do you think? Who do you like in this matchup?
I like the Saints. I like Tyson Hill. I like Kamara. I still think the Saints have a good chance to pull this game out. This is not Cincinnati from last year, so I'm going with the Saints.
Yo, Taysom Hill is a huge play today. Huge play, indeed. All right, Fred, who do you like?
And Greg remains in last place. We're going with the Bengals. The Bengals, there's no way they're going to lose today. The Saints ain't even going to keep up. This is going to be a blowout.
Mikey, who do you like?
LSU, baby. LSU, two favorites coming back. Joe Burrow is going back to Louisiana. Ja'Marr Chase going back to Louisiana. Bengals are going to dominate them. Dominate.
Greg, the lone wolf on this.
I need it.
He won last time he did that for the Saints, too. So
yeah, he definitely
might be scared.
And you definitely need it for sure, Greg. All right, let's go to the next matchup, the Vikings at America's team, the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins lead the series 8-5. Last time they played 2018, it was at Minnesota. They won 41-17. Ugh. Now, interesting stat, though. The Vikings have not won in Miami since the year I was born, 1976. Sometimes those numbers kind of work out crazily. Greg, what say you? Who you like in the matchup?
Well, happy birthday, Jez, because the Vikings are going to win in Miami this week. I love Cook and I love Jefferson in this matchup. Cook has had 3 TDs in the last 3 games, and Miami's playing a third-string quarterback. It's going to be too much for them to overcome. So I think Minnesota's going to be Miami living on South Beach this week. I'm picking Minnesota.
All right, Fred, what do you say?
I am definitely in agreement. I've been saying Miami's going to lose all week. Better luck next week, Miami. Vikings all day.
All right, Mikey, what say you?
Dolphins. Love it. Woo! Love the play. Let's go, Dolphins. Skylar Thompson's going to light up the sky, baby. Light up the sky.
I love it, indeed. All right, Justin, what do you say?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. It's the Vikings all the way in this one. I mean, Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. It's going to be a buffet of Dolphin meat on this game, and everybody's going to eat. The Dolphins officially get that win in Miami since 1976, or whatever the fuck it was. What year was it? Was it, Coop?
Well, it's 1976, and it was the Vikings. You said the Dolphins, silly ass. All right, let's move on.
No, I said the Vikings will be eating on Dolphins.
Who'd you pick, Jay?
All right, let's go on to the Iron Devil. Were you the lone wolf? You already know who I'm picking. You already did. I have to say, of course, it's America's team today. Skylar Thompson today. Listen, he was great in preseason. He's got a little bit of that juice. Not afraid to throw the ball. They're going to find ways to dump it off early for him because his arm strength is lacking a little bit. They'll find ways to hit Tyreek Hill on slants, staying with Jalen Waddle. Again, watch for Raheem Mostert today is a good play as well. So I don't want to hear it. Y'all can suck it. Let's go on to the next matchup, the Baltimore Ravens at the New York Giants. Ravens lead the series 5-2. Last time they played was in 2020. The Ravens won 27-13. Fred, who do you like in this matchup?
You know where I'm going. I have to go with the New York Giants. As I said earlier, Baltimore's a little bit banged up. Giants have all the momentum right now. No Rashad Bateman to me is really big, and Dobbins has not been running the ball well. Giants all day.
All right, Mikey Betts, who you like?
Martindale is the defensive coordinator for the Giants. He was the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. The best schemer in the NFL is John Harbaugh for the Ravens. He's going to be training for Martindale's defense all day. He's in Lamar Jackson's seen it in practice for 3 years. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Ravens minus 5.5.
Ooh-wee. All right, let's go to Justin. What do you say?
The Ravens have so many ways to win in this one. I mean, I know Bateman's out, but they still got Mark Andrews, who I don't think anybody on the Giants can cover. And then you still got to cover the fact that Lamar Jackson runs this mystery speed of just like light years above everybody else. So I think it's going to be a gritty game, but I think the Ravens will pull it out.
I like that. Greg, what say you?
I think the magic carpet ride for the Giants end this week, and I'm going with Baltimore.
All right. Well, that definitely makes Fred the lone wolf on this pick.
I'm the only one to pick the Giants? Jeez.
You are the only one that picks the Giants. I mean, I think, again, looking at this team, I just don't see Daniel Jones in this offense. You talk about, another team that doesn't have a lot of receivers right now. Daniel Jones is limited as it is. You're going to keep up with Lamar Jackson today? I just don't see it, bro. I just can't. I don't see it in the forecast for you. All right, let's go on back to Justin. Let's talk about the Niners. 49ers at Atlanta. 49ers lead the series 48-32-1. Last time they played was 2021, and they won 31-13. Justin, who you like in this matchup? Do I need to ask?
Niners country all the way. Everybody's talking about this defense being a little bit weaker. Everybody steps up on this defense. There's a reason that people come and poach our defensive linemen that were backups at one point, because we're damn good at producing defensive linemen. So when they're talking about four down linemen that are going to be injured today, I'm not worried about that, because you got Kevin Givens, you got Drake Jackson, you got Charles Owanowu. You've got all these guys. They're going to step up and they're going to get sacks. This is the game. It's going to be a lot closer than everybody thinks it is. But I think that this is going to be a game that the 49ers can pull out and their road trip on the East Coast with two W's.
All right. Well, Mike has a comment. He said the Niners versus Falcons going to be ugly, just like Greg. Speaking of ugly, Greg.
Yeah. Holy shit. Anybody heard of shots fired? Bam. Bam.
Who do you like in this matchup?
I'm going to see Mike in the street. That's the matchup I'm about to see. No, I like the Niners. It's going to be Niners all day. They got too much, and I think Jimmy G got the Niners where they need to be rolling. So I like the Niners.
Okay. What say you, Fred?
I'm going Niners. I know Pitts has just been kind of injured all week. Like you said, Drake London hit that rookie ball. Niners defense is tough. Let's go Niners.
All right. Mikey, how about you? Who you like?
I like the Falcons. I hate that I like the Falcons here. I hate going up against Justin, too. So I'm just going to hook it. I'm Falcons. There you go.
Wow. Sorry, guys. I got to get your picks earlier. We got to add you into the graphics here. You would be the lone wolf this week on this one, because, my friend, ain't no way in hell Atlanta winning this matchup today. I don't think
it's – Okay.
Well, sure. I don't think it'll
even – Don't say that. Don't say
All
that.
All right. No problem.
For sure. Absolutely. It'll never happen. I guarantee it. No, all right. Let's go to Greg and the Jags.
I'm knocking on wood for you.
The Colts lead this series 26-17. The Jags won earlier this year 24-0 the last time they played. Matt Ryan, three interceptions. Trevor Lawrence had a good game, 235 yards with two TDs. James Robinson, also a decent day as well, 64 yards, one TD. He had two receptions for only 14 yards. Also, Christian Kirk had a big day, six receptions, 78 yards, two TDs. Interesting to know, when we covered this on Friday, the Colts defense are number one against fantasy receivers, and he had a great day against them, interesting enough. All right, Greg, who you like in this matchup?
You know the funny thing about that 24-0 game? Jonathan Taylor played in that game. They don't have Jonathan Taylor this week. So I'm going with the Jags. I think Robinson, ATN, and I think Kirk are all going to have decent games. You don't have your bell cow. What are you going to do? You got Jackson. Okay. You got Lindsay. Okay. They're not Jonathan Taylor. You put them together, they're not Jonathan Taylor. They're going to be decent. But I got the Jags all day. We're going to continue their streak.
All right, like that. All right, Fred, let's go to you. We got a live comment here from Alex. They'd like to know CEH today versus the Bills or Najee Harris today versus the Bucks.
Najee. Oh, we're going. There's no way CEH against the Bills. I mean, Kansas City's still Kansas City's offense. They're still going to do well. We were talking about Najee this whole week, and he's been stuck, man. And I don't think he gets any better with a rookie quarterback behind them. CH all day.
Okay. All right. So who you like in the game we were just talking about?
You know exactly. What? Honestly, this is my pick'em game. I wasn't sure who I picked. So hopefully I picked the right way. And I think I'm going to pick – I think I picked the Colts to redeem themselves and play well this week. Now that both the running backs out, hopefully Michael Pittman has a big, big week. So who did I pick, Jay?
Once again, Fred doesn't
know every week. Every week.
I'm on the road, man.
Bringing the big analysis and doesn't remember what team he picked. Mikey, do you remember what team you picked?
I didn't pick either team because both this game just stinks. Anybody who's going to bet on this game, don't. But I'll take the Colts just because they're home and they got spanked. Anybody who gets spanked the first game, you better show up the next game.
Yeah, indeed. Justin, what say you?
Yeah, so to OJ, what OJ said about the 20-24-0 loss, it was because Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, there wasn't a damn receiver there. I'm going to look for the Colts to rebound this week. They got to rebound because they got to stay up there with the Titans. So I think that the Colts are the truth and the Jaguars may be a little bit of a phony fraud at this point.
Phony fraud. Ooh, big words there. All right, I like the Colts as well. I kind of echo what Mikey said. I mean, once you play the team, you know, you got whooped. They got to show up today after getting a taste of last time. So I like the Colts at home today to pull this off. All right, let's
– Fred, pick the Colts.
He got it.
I can't wait. Let's see if he remembers this one. Let's go to the Jets at the Packers today. Fred is there at the game. The Jets lead the series 8-5. The last time they played was 2018. The Packers won, but it was overtime, 44-38. Crazy enough. I can't believe the Jets lead this series. All right, Fred, who you like in the matchup?
Of course, I'm going with America's team, the New York Jets.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing, but you know what? We beat America's team. We're going to go to Lambeau. We're going to beat the Packers. For some reason, we're playing a lot better on the road than we do at home. So I hope that trend continues. Let's go, Zach Wilson. We need you to show up and play and show everybody you can be a great quarterback. Let's go!
All right, let's go. Yeah. Indeed, Mikey, who you like?
Well, Fred, I just want to say the Jets would be America's team if, like, the Sopranos won the war or something. So just so you know. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers. Why not? Packers? No, I'm not. I'm going back. I'm taking the Jets plus 7.5. Let's ride.
Oh, wow. All right. Justin, who you like?
You know, Greg, Jester, you can take my Jets fan card for this week because I am going to go for the Packers this week. The problem is Aaron Rodgers already got whooped by one New York team. He is a spiteful son of a gun, and he is not going to get one whooped by two New York teams back-to-back our week. So I am going to go with the Packers in this one, and it might not even be particularly close.
Greg, who do you like?
Well, I went with my, you know, my reverse psychology. The Jets are going to win, so I picked the Packers. You know, it worked last time, so I went with the Packers so the Jets could win.
Oh.
Greg is giving up his last place so that the Jets win. He's making the biggest sacrifice here.
He is. He's really trying. He's pulling. He's taking one for the team for sure.
That's bad juju, just so you know. It'll hurt you later in your life. Don't bet against your favorite teams.
He's going to feel that later. All right, when they win today, it's really going to sting on that loss record.
It won't.
All right, let's go. Let's go with the Patriots at the Browns. This series is tied 13-13, although the last time they played was, it looks like it was last year, my bad, 45-7 the Patriots won. Justin, who do you like in this matchup?
Patriots again for me. For some reason, that defense just continues to have moving pieces and stays good. Belichick is a good schemer. A lot of people want to say, oh, it was all Brady. Well, you know, Belichick is definitely still the guy there as far as a defensive mind. So I'm going to go with the Patriots in this game. I think that they take away the run game, and I think it's a very slow, dragging on game that probably ends with like a field goal at the end. But Pats win.
Not one Justin's turning on today. Greg, what say you? Mm-hmm.
Who knows Jacoby Brissett better than Bill Belichick, right? He came up in the system. He played with the Dolphins. But I think that run game in Cleveland is going to be too much for the Patriots, and I'm going with the Browns.
Fred, how about you? Think he's on maybe delay.
Fred.
Freddy.
I'm in Farmville, man. There's none of the farms out here. So I pick Cleveland.
Sure.
Out here. I'm gonna pick Cleveland. I don't believe in yet. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah, I think so.
Go to Green Bay once and you lose your damn mind. I can't stand Green Bay.
He's on a little bit of delay. Mike, what say you, my friend? Who you like?
Taking the Pats. Love the Pats here. I Bill Belichick hates the Browns, so yeah.
Justin, you on the panel here, the lone wolf going with the Pats, my brother. So good luck on that particular matchup. How about the Bucks at the Steelers? Steelers lead the series 9-2. Last time they played was 2018. The Steelers won 30-27. Fred, who you like in this matchup?
I'm not even going to talk about this matchup. It is the Bucks all day. Pittsburgh is going to lose probably by 3 touchdowns. It's going to be a damn shame.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good game at all. Mikey, what do you say?
I love the Bucks. Get right game for Tom Brady. He's been stinky even though they've been winning. He needs to fix it.
Love it. Justin, what say you?
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady all day. Tom Brady.
It's just the Tom Brady. The Tom Brady.
Yeah, way. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Got to get it right.
Greg, what say you? Who you like?
The Steelers stink, man. Did you see the report that Najee just released to remove the steel plate out of his shoe? Like, what's going on in Pittsburgh? Bucks all day.
Yeah, like the Bucks indeed. I don't think there's much analysis needs to go there. Let's go to the Cardinals at the Seahawks. Seahawks lead the series 23-22-1. Last year they played. Seahawks won 38-30, and the Cardinals won 23-13, so they did split last season. Greg, what say you? Who you like in this matchup?
I like Arizona. Even though they got the injury bug in the backfield, I think Enu Benjamin is going to eat today. I think they're going to do well. I think Murray's going to have a big game with Moore and Brown on the outside. But I love Geno. Geno's playing that hot streak, man. He's going great. But I'm going with Arizona. This game is going to be fun to watch. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
When is the last time you've seen Geno Smith in a game that's fun to watch? So, I'm going with Arizona.
Yeah, this is going to be a great fantasy bonanza we anticipate. And I love Eno Benjamin. If you're playing DFS, great, great DFS play today. Fred, who do you like in this matchup?
I'm going to go with Arizona. I think with all the foolishness going on, I think in Arizona, I think they have to get right, and I think this is the game to do it. I think a lot of people think they stink, but they are 2-3. If they win today, they go 3-3, and they get Hopkins back, which really helps the team. So I'm picking Arizona.
Like that. Mikey, who you like?
I'm going to take the Seahawks here. 12th man is going to play a role, and I can't stand Kyler Murray.
Justin and Nick both go with the Seahawks. I like the Cardinals also in this matchup. I like Kyler Murray. I think he gets right with this offense today. And I just think it's back and forth, and they end up getting it here in the end, pretty much is what's the turnout for that one. All right, let's go on to the Carolina Panthers at the Rams. Panthers lead the series 13-9. Last time they played was 2019. The Rams won 30-27. Fred, who are you liking this matchup?
100% the Rams. Carolina's in turmoil, new coach. The quarterback stinks. They're trying to shop their players, so that can't be good for the locker room. Rams all day.
PJ Walker today. Mikey, who you like?
Rams all day. Or actually, I'm going to take Panthers plus 10, but Rams all day.
Ooh.
Because their yards per play for the Rams is 4.8 yards. The yards per play for the Panthers is 4.9. Defense's yards per play, 5.3 yards for the Panthers and 5.4 for the Rams. Pretty square, even. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, what's real interesting, too, let's talk about weird, is this Cam Akers situation as well. Like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, not with the team. Sean McVay is talking about they're working something. I mean, I don't know what's going on. But crazy, this offense has gone from world champions to we don't know what this team's going to do this season. Justin, who are you like in this matchup?
That's what happens when you do the L.A. state of mind and trade everything for 1 year.
Yep.
You get shit for the next 10. I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. If they can't pull this one out, they better just wrap up shop, call it a year, and just say we're going to lose the rest of the time. Because if you can't beat the Panthers at their lowest, how are you going to beat anybody else?
Indeed. How about you, Greg?
Rams. A heavy dose of Darrell Henderson today, so I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, I think a heavy dose of Cooper Kupp, a heavy dose of everything. I think this Ram offense looks nice today. And, you know, against this Panthers, whatever. I mean, their defense is just, meh, it's okay. But, you know, this offense has just been waiting to explode. And I think at home, this is a great day for them today. All right, let's go on to a wonderful matchup. Can't wait. The Bills at the Chiefs. The Bills lead the series 27-24-1. Chiefs won the last time, obviously, great, one of the greatest playoff games we've ever seen, 42-36 in the playoffs. Let's go to Justin. Who you like in the matchup?
Fantasy bonanza written all over it. I like the Bills in this one. I think that Allen and that, you know, here's the thing. The defense on the Bills is a lot more intimidating and scary than the defense of the Chiefs. I think if anybody's going to pull off a pick or a turnover, it's going to be the Bills defense. I think that's going to be a game changer in this one. So I'm going to go with the Bills all the way.
Love it indeed. Greg, what do you say?
I think Pat Mahomes has Josh Allen's number. I think the Chiefs, the way they spread the ball out and they're doing the run by committee now with the running backs, I think the Chiefs are going to pull this out in Buffalo.
Interesting. Fred, what say you?
I'm totally in agreement. This reminds me of when Peyton Manning and Brady used to go at it. Brady had Peyton's number. Mahomes has Allen's number. I think the Chiefs put it off real close again.
All right, Mikey, who you like?
The Bills are going to destroy the Chiefs today. The Bills are going to murder the Chiefs today. They're going to murder them.
Actually 100% agree with you. I think this is going to be a smackdown by the Bills today. A little get back from last year. This defense way better than the Chiefs defense. And you know, no Tyreek Hill to send peace signs towards the end of the game. I love the Bills all day today. I totally agree with Mikey Betts. Going to be a beatdown. Let's go to the Sunday nighter. Cowboys at the Eagles. Cowboys lead this series 72-54. Cowboys won last year. They swept them 51-26 and 41-21. Greg, who you like in this matchup?
Well, you know, the Bills and Chiefs is the game of the week in the AFC. This is the game of the week in the NFC. This is going to the decision factor, deciding factor in the NFC East, right? But the Eagles are going to pull it out. Their defense, I think, is going to be better than Cowboys because you got Cooper Rush back there. And Jalen Hurts is balling out of his mind. So I'm going with the Eagles with this one. I predict Jalen Hurts with at least 2 passing TDs and 2 rushing TDs against
the Browns. Ooh-wee, big day for Jalen. I will say it's funny how last year we were all high on this NFC East. Look, we were a year early because look how good they're playing right now. It's so funny. Fred, what say you, my friend? Who are you liking this matchup? I'll put his pick up.
You're right, Greg. You're looking at 2 games with Super Bowl contenders in it. I'm gonna go with the Eagles, man. I think the defense is that much better. I love Dallas' defense, but I think it's the quarterback play.
You gotta change his name to 10-second Tom, please.
For real. That's, like that's a delay, boy.
You like the matchup, Mikey?
I forgot. I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles here.
All right, like it, Justin. What say you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Eagles too in this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the Eagles because you know I like sleeping in my bed at night. I have to say Eagles. No, but definitely I like them. Obviously, I've been high on Jalen Hurts all year. Obviously, so you know I'm definitely going Eagles in this matchup. All right, let's finish up with the Monday Nighter. Broncos at the Chargers. Broncos lead this series 70-54-1. They split last year. Chargers 34-13. Broncos 28-13. Let's go to Mikey Betts on this one. Who are you liking this matchup?
I love the Chargers here. It looks like a trap game at -5, but I don't care. I love the Chargers. Broncos stink. Russell Wilson went from my favorite quarterback of all time to I don't know. He stinks. So Chargers -5.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully they get things right because, you know, the offense does have a lot of juice if it gets going. Justin, we got a live question here from you from Super C and B Challengers. Eno Benjamin today or Kenneth Walker PPR? I mean, I think we had this one earlier.
Get them both.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ken Walker on this one. Ken Walker just looks like the better rusher. Eno Benjamin's a nice play in DFS because he's so cheap, but you know, don't get it twisted. Ken Walker is definitely the guy in Seattle, and he's definitely going to have a better day.
It's going to be, I think both guys are going to have a great matchup. So this is one of those where I, you know, like we were talking about earlier, if you can get them both in, I think, you know, it's not a bad play either way. All right, who do you like in this Monday night matchup, Justin?
I like the Chargers, and you know I've never liked Russell Wilson, and it's mostly because he's tortured the 49ers for so long. But he's kind of showing the regression factor here. You know, I've looked at him as like somebody who's never really gotten too much accountability put on him, and now he's getting the whole world put on him, and people are trying to be like, oh, it's Nathaniel Hackett, oh, it's the play calling, oh, it's this, it's that. At some point, you got to be a veteran and know when to check out of plays. So if you can't do that, I'm sorry, my friend. Maybe you're just not as good as everybody thinks.
Greg, what say you? Who you like?
I like the Chargers, man. Herbert's been so – like, he hasn't had that big game, and I think this would be his big game on Monday night. He's been, like, 25, 23, but this would be his big game against that poor-ass Denver Broncos.
Greg, we had another question from Super C and B Challengers. Like to know pick 2 for PPR, Mike Williams, Michael Pittman, or Christian Kirk?
Ooh, I like Mike Williams, and I like Christian Kirk's matchup this week against the Colts. So I'm going to go with those two.
Okay, interesting enough. All right, Fred, who you like on the Monday Nighter?
Hopefully I'm not delayed, but I'm going to pick the Chargers. I just think they're the better team. I'm going to disagree with Justin. I don't think it's Russell Wilson's fault. I don't want to get too much into it, but definitely going to pick the Chargers. They're just a way better team.
All right. I like it indeed. I'm also going to go with the Chargers right now. This offense on the other side is struggling, or at least the Chargers aren't as struggling as the Broncos are, although it's still – not as high flying, I don't think, as they expected anyway. All right. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us today. Thank you for all the questions and comments. That's what keeps the show going. So we do appreciate you. We will have a great waiver wire show on Tuesday. So again, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And as Justin said, hit the notification button so you're alerted when we come on. All right, we appreciate you guys. Enjoy week 6, and we are out. We're on a mission.
Yeah, that's what it is.